In this orchard, we've got approximately 60 different varieties. We've got 98 different varieties right across the estate. We've got many different old and traditional varieties, most of them local to the area. Ten Commandments, the one we use, and that's got an unusual thing. If you chop it in half, leave it open to the air, you get 10 little brown stars, spots come out into the middle. And there's all sorts of different names, you know, Slack My Girdle, Fill Barrel, Goring Sweet, Hangy Down.
National Trust Warden Ed Nicholson is showing me around the orchards at Killerton Estate in Devon. It's a lovely sunny day. The apple blossom looks and smells gorgeous. Come the autumn, these trees will be heavy with fruit. But traditional orchards like this are in jeopardy. In the last 60 years, 60% of smaller orchards like this have vanished. Here in Devon, almost 90% have gone. But help may now be at hand. A major project led by Natural England and the National Trust is being launched. Here's Lucy Cordry from the National Trust.
This project to restore and conserve orchards, and it involves all sorts of activities from training people up with lost skills so that we can have people in the orchards, pruning, grafting, all those skills that you need to have in order to manage an orchard, and to help people understand how they might go about marketing their product, how they might go about funding their orchard, and to understand what the role an orchard has. It's a wonderful space for people to come and enjoy and picnic, but it also sustains so much wildlife.
I'm Sue Clifford from Common Ground.
So we've heard a few gloomy predictions today from people, or gloomy descriptions of what's happened in the past, but you're more optimistic, I think, about the future for beautiful places like this.
It's always easy to point to the terrible, worse than decimation of places, and especially orchards. But at the same time, the interest is escalating at a very great rate now. We've been working on orchards since the late 80s, trying to excite people into looking after traditional orchards, big tall tree orchards, all over the country. We've tried to say to them, look, 2,300 varieties of eating and cooking apples, several hundred more cider apples, and that's just apples. Think of the pears and the plums and the damsons, etc. Apple Day, which we invented, 1990, we held the first one in Covent Garden. And that is a punctuation in the year, October the 21st, when people, in their own ways, all over the country, celebrate the apple. Night before All Fruits Eve, anything goes. All the rest.
Just to conclude, your favourite apple?
I like two particular apples. One is called Sunset, which is a fairly recent apple. But then I'm much beguiled, I have to say, by the name Slack My Girdle, which is a cider apple, really, from down in the West Country. And you've got to hand it to them. Whoever suggested that name, they knew what they were talking about.